This is Phil Grant from WGXC. I'm outside of the American Glory Barbecue, and the bus for John Davis for president has just arrived. His crew is getting off. How you doing? Welcome to Hudson. Mr. Davis?
Yeah.
Philip Grant from WGXC.
All right.
900 counties.
Yeah, 948 counties.
948 counties and counting.
That's a lot.
Give us your full name, John.
Lloyd John Davis, Jr.
And you've traveled to 900 counties.
948 counties.
How many more do you have to go, sir?
Well, there's a total of 3,143, I believe. So we're almost a third of the way there. By the end of next week, we'll be a third of the way there.
Okay, so what is going to be your theme for presidency?
Well, it's like this wrench. We're going to fix America. We need something big to fix that problem, you know? So, and I know how to use this wrench. I've used it all my life.
And how do you consider yourself different from the other Republican candidates?
Different? Well, I decided I wanted to do something different that's never been done before. I wanted to set the bar so high that nobody would follow. And that's where I decided to go to every county in America. And it's a lot of hard work. We get up about 5 o'clock in the morning. We don't get stopped about 8:30 at night. And so that's where we decided to go to every county, because it's never been done before. One of the sad things is that I hear people say, we've never had a presidential candidate come to our county before. And it's like, never? And I hear that hundreds of times. They just go to the big cities, do the big crowds, and hey, that's all right. But I thought, you know, everybody's important to me. When I started this thing, they said, go to Iowa and just don't get out of Iowa, just stay there. I said, no, everybody's important to me. So that's why we're going to every county.
Admittedly, you have no political experience. You have not a lot of money. What do you got?
Well, I, you know, political experience, I'm not sure what people mean when they say that. Is it the kind of experience we have when we have a deficit of $14 trillion? Is that the experience people are talking about? You know, God spoke to my heart a year ago to run for president. Never been in politics in my life. I've been a self-employed home builder for 35 years. In fact, I bought my first lot when I was a junior in high school, built my first house. First year out of high school, did my first housing development a couple years after that. Never been to college, been to school of hard knocks many times. But yeah, when I'm out here talking to people, there's two things they're saying is, one, they do not want a career politician in the White House no more, or Congress. They're tired of the politics as usual. They're tired of the politicians putting us further in debt, and they want somebody with business experience. So I'm thinking, hey, you betcha I got a chance.
How are you managing to fund all this?
Well, we're paying for it ourselves, but we got a very small budget. Hey, that's kind of, imagine a president that can live off a small budget and work hard. Hey, that'd be a new one, wouldn't it? So, you know, we knew we had enough money to get in the motorhome. We eat in the motorhome, sleep in the motorhome. We do our laundry in the motorhome. We do everything in there because we got a small budget. But we knew we had enough to get to the primaries in Florida next year. We don't owe anybody anything. We never borrowed money to do this campaign. We're square at the end of the day, every day.
What's the most compelling reason you can give people why they should vote for you?
Well, I do have business experience. I've had it for 35 years. I know how to work hard. And, you know, when you build homes, you put hundreds of people together, you have to make a profit at the end of the day. You're out of business. You have to do it right. And our leader, I pray for him every day, but he just don't have the experience of business. And he's taking this country in the wrong direction. So we need business experience. We need somebody that cares for this country. And it's not that I want to be president. I just want to go serve my country like George Washington did. He didn't want to be president. He just wanted to serve his country and go home and be a farmer. And that's what I want to do. I want to go serve my country. And I'll tell you how much passion I got for my country. I got a flag in my front of my office building that's 70 feet by 40 feet. 16 stories high it flies, and I tell everybody that's the size of passion I got for my country. So I'm out here for the American people, and I'm also out here for these, you know, those people right there, kids and grandkids. I don't want them to inherit a debt like we have right now. And so that's what we're out here doing is, you know, I want them to grow in the country that like we have.
One other question. Do you expect to be able to participate in any of the debates for the primary debates?
Well, we've asked to be on the debates. We've sent a letter to the Florida because we've been to all of Florida now. And we've asked, but we can't force them. So we just make the ask and keep going to every county.
Okay, well, good luck.
Shake some hands, yeah. Sir. All right, thank you.